Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first playoff round recording from GGW9. Oh, snaps. I will say this, PK has her own recording for this round, so I will post it in a link also with the normal one, so they'll both be there, so don't get lost. Don't expect more than two judges to be in this recording, because I'm going to read VOCs and my own, and that's it. Because PK, you know, is off doing her crazy thing. So, without further ado, I'm going to go through VOC's magical panda conundrum file of doom. Misha, you're up first. Dun dun dun, from VOC. More impressive than ever sounds less awkward and eliminates unnecessary words. There's a couple places in this where you have things worded in a similar manner. I recommend using ProWritingAid.com to help fine-tune your everything. I recently discovered this place and found it to be quite a fantastic beta reader for when I don't have or don't want a live person to do it for me. As a matter of fact, it's free and everyone could use it. There is a version that you could pay for, I think, but, you know, why spend money, I guess? That's not what VOC said, but that's what I said. Anywho, on the other hand, even as I tissed you for some weird syntax, I'm glad to see your mechanics are getting better and better as you move through the contest. I wish, though, that I could be more impressed with this as a whole. It was good, but it wasn't great, and I had a hard time getting into it. The plot seemed half-baked and was way too reminiscent of The Matrix. It also brought to mind Surrogates, though I think it more closely fits the Matrix theme, given that in Surrogates they were still interacting with each other on their own physical plane. I really like the Matrix movies, but I just feel like you didn't get away from them enough for me. There's much more that could have been done here, and I got was just the prelude to something awesome and not the something else-um itself, which leaves me wanting for more. You built a really cool lead into this is what makes the main character become a heroine, if that's what you intended, but I think there could have still been just a smidge more action involved. Smidge was italicized, by the way. The moment for action was the moment that ended the piece, which isn't a good thing. For me, stories like this are way better when you're plopped into the thick of things and offered worldly details as you progress. Now, that sounds similar, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. The prompt was also there. It did seem to be incorporated rather nicely, and I liked the widespread take on it. Rather than delving into a video game, you took it to the real world, sort of, which was cool. It's just already been done before in too similar a manner, and looking at what I'm given, I can't say that you put your own spin on it, because you closed off the story at a point in which it could have gone anywhere. That leaves me with a long consideration for whether your wide take on the prompt actually worked. Even though I enjoyed the loose interpretation, I can't say the content made me go, wow. Cal, there just wasn't enough here to fully grasp. I'm confused as to whether this was actually what I think it was supposed to be. It reminds me of one of those shooting games you play in an arcade, though I've never seen one with a plotline like that. I suppose it could work? I can't even begin to guess what it is about the body that B-Call is freaking out about, or what causes the other two to freak out once they look up and notice whatever he did. The only thing I can guess is that he's freaking out about the body itself, but the lead into that makes it seem like they've been staring at this body for a while already, so the initial shock of the body itself is lost in the wording. I did enjoy your use of twatting to refer to Twitter. My sister calls it Tweeter, but I'm over 90% certain she doesn't do that for the purposes of mocking because she actually thinks it's really called Tweeter. Anyway, given your use of twatting, I really hope that Facebook was not a typo, but a purposeful joke, and I just don't get. Unfortunately, I don't really think that's the case. Anyway, it just comes down to the lack of detail I mentioned before. I realize that you wrote this in a script-type form, but for the purposes of understanding what's going on in such a short stint, without having the 12 credits to purchase the rest of the story, I think there just needed to be more. I did think that your take on the prompt was interesting, given that I've never really considered what a game script might have to look like, and the arcade game feel was just cool to see written out, but I'm not sure that it necessarily worked in this instance the way it needed to. I didn't get enough of the storyline to make me want to be like, ah, I need to insert those credits now. Frosted. This was kind of fantastic. At first, when you hinted that the video game had killed the brother, I was skeptical. I thought for sure you were going to head in the direction that I've seen before, and I wasn't convinced that you'd pull something new out of the box. But I soon found those skepticisms falling away, and I'm sorry for ever doubting you. You painted something that was not necessarily unique in every right, but just unique enough that I forgot the movie I'd been trying to call to mind in my assumptions. This was entertaining throughout. The descriptions you gave of the interface were appropriate for the situation because you built something familiar, but you gave it a twist that made it its own thing. The game itself was something that I would totally play if it existed. Crazy NCP and all. I think it's NPC. Got an acronym check. VOC. My god. You've really got to watch your tenses, though. You went from one tense to another at the beginning. You also started sentences with and or but. And you know that's a huge nitpick of mine. Wing doesn't really care. As long as it's done with, you know, emphasis on the correct syllable. It's not as distracting in prose as in poetry, because there's a larger mess of words surrounding them that sometimes hides some of the marring effects, but it doesn't leave them any less ugly. The pet peeve can be ignored, but the tense switch was awkward. If it weren't for those little nitpicks, you'd have a perfect score from me. Oh my god, can you believe that? You did a fantastic job on this, and I don't know what the other judges will think of it, but in my book, you won this round by a huge landslide. Now I'm going to move on to the word file. The wing word file. Cal, I hit you hard this round. I find this entry to be extremely weak for a playoff prompt entry. You didn't even top out at 250 words. And I mean, that's just weak sauce. Honestly, I have to say, I really don't think you really put the effort in this round. I got zero, and I mean zero entertainment value out of this. You could have expanded the statements to encapsulate an MMO vibe. You could have broadened the horizons of the world to, you know, actually fucking show the world. But you didn't. Much like VOC said, the initial shock was already wasted because it already happened. Of course, the lucky part for you in this one is... this is essentially a free pass into the next round, considering the number of people who made it to the playoffs. But frankly, I just expect way the hell better from you in the round that's due in the next few days. Please, please, time to pump it up, if you know what I'm saying. Misha, I like the way you set up the universe here, so I'm giving you mad prompt points, but your entertainment flair stepped back a bit for me in this one. I felt like this was exposition. I was being told things about the world instead of getting to experience them. It took a significant portion of the opener just to get to the character. So why should I care? Why should I give a shit? And that's an issue that frankly needs to be addressed with this one to get back to that, you know, glorious entertainment value. I will say this, you have been improving with those grammatical woes, so I will say I'm happy to see the trend of improvement there. Also, prompts on the prompt, because you definitely hit it, but, and big but, you have to maintain that vivaciousness if you want to win GGW. And I'm going to say that with added emphasis, because given what I'm about to say in Frosted's critique, you're going to understand. Frosted. Generally speaking, when my response to a person's piece amount to two words, you either did disastrously or kicked ass. And my two words for you are fuck yes. There were some places of grammatical looseness, in my opinion, okay? But the entertainment value in this was off the charts. And your take on the prompt was inspiring, unique, and captivating. So you get the two words of fuck yes. In fact, this is like, you know, this is a no-brainer at this point. All three judges scored Frosted's piece within half a point. And that's half a point on the high side. Pleasing all three of us is an exceptionally hard task, which you should frankly be proud of yourself for accomplishing. Now then, This is where I have to talk. I have to have a chat. The next round ends, I believe, on the 26th. Yes, I ended on the 26th, so you have until next Saturday to get your magical next entries in. The prompt was already specified. It's listed on the front page. I honestly forgot what it was already, because Lord knows it was 5 a.m. and I was probably tripping coke when I thought it up. And I mean the beverage, not the drug. Okay? You should know me better by now. Speaking of coke, just had some. Delicious. Also, this recording is brought to you by the Sudsy Squirrel Soaps. Pleasing my mind since 2013. Now, I expect entries from all of you, but you may have noticed a big elephant in the room, and that was that Utora did not have an entry this round. Frankly, I have already decided what I'm going to do about this, but I'm going to be a douchebag and not tell anyone. So, without further ado, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!